Thank you, Herbert, I said, feeling much better. But I want to ask you something, my dear Handel, said Herbert, looking serious for once. Think of Estella, and her education, and how unhappy you may be with her. Couldn't you possibly, and I'm saying this as a friend, remember, couldn't you forget about her? I know you're right, Herbert, I said miserably, but I can never stop loving her. Well, never mind, said Herbert. Now I have something to tell you myself. I am engaged. May I ask the young lady's name? Clara. Her mother's dead, and she lives with her father. We must keep our feelings for each other secret, because I haven't enough money to marry her yet. As soon as I start insuring ships, we can marry. Herbert tried to look hopeful about his future, but this time he couldn't even manage his usual cheerful smile. One day I received a letter which made my heart beat fast. I am coming to London the day after tomorrow by the midday coach. Miss Havisham wants you to meet me. Estella. If there had been time, I would have ordered several new suits. I ate nothing until the day arrived, and all morning I waited impatiently for the coach. She seemed more beautiful than ever, and her manner to me was very pleasant, as I took her to the house in London, where Miss Havisham had arranged for her to stay. Her life seemed to be planned by Miss Havisham, right down to the smallest detail. I only hoped I was part of that plan.